There's a, I'm sure you all know, devotees who live here, who worship here, that pranam for Govinda Dev, Divya Vrindaranya Kalpati Rumada, Srimad Ratnagra Srinasana Stow, Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Pristala Vyasevi Mano Smaragni. It's there included in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And it's describing not only, unlike the other verses, it describes not only Krishna, Lord Krishna, but also describes where he is. Divya Vrindaranya Kalpa Durmada. There are three places in Vrindavan that are known as Yogapit. There's one in Nirnandagram, one in Radhakund, and what's called the Mahayogapit is what's called Govindastali, and that's near where the Govindaji temple is right now in Vrindavan. And that's considered to be the center of the whorl of the lotus flower that spreads throughout Vrindavan. That's actually Brajamandala. And it's the main place of meditation for Vaishnavas. It's described in different shastra by Lord Shiva, by others, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And it's the place where Krishna goes to in the evenings. In the morning, Krishna meets Srimati Radharani and gopis this is called that place by Nandagram. It's called Gupta Kund. In there, it's just behind Brinda Kund. They meet there in the morning. At midday, they meet at Radha Kund, and at night, they meet in Govindastali, which is just on the bank of the Jamuna River. And there it's described how he's sitting on a Shringasan, golden jeweled Shringasan, underneath a Kalpadruma, underneath a desire tree. There is Srinath Chakravarti Thakur, Raghunath Das Goswami in the little books. They call it, I forget what they call it, but they call it the special desire tree. They call it the foremost, Kalpadruma Raj. They call it the king of desire trees. And there on the by that Shringasan, then Radha Govinda are surrounded by their associates. Here only gopis go, cowherd boys don't go. And this is the place from which the rasa dance spreads out and takes place from the banks of the Jamuna River and through different places throughout Vrindavan. Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Prastavili Sevnano Smaramani. So the verse indicates that we should meditate. One should meditate upon the Lord. Here it's not difficult to do that because you don't have to close your eyes. And you just open your eyes and then we see the very same thing. We see Radha Govinda is here and we see the Shringasan is here there. And then beyond that we can understand that because they're here, then also their yoga pit is also there. Srila Prabhupada says that wherever the deity of the Lord Radha Krishna are installed, then Vrindavan and all the holy places and all the places of pastimes, they're also all present there. So even though we may not see, but then the Raj, the king of desire trees, is also present, and so are all of their associates, and everything becomes actually manifest. And the more devotees render service, then the more the dham becomes manifest like that, and the more one has also the ability to see it. That is called aprakat. What we see is called prakat, and what we don't see is aprakat, aprakrita. Prakrita means material, and aprakrita means what's transcendental, what's not material. So Krishna is also aprakrita, brindavana aprakrita navanita mada. And therefore, when brahmanas, they chant Gayatri, Kama Gayatri, Kama Vid, Jaha Upasa. They worship the Lord by their meditation, by their chanting of the Kama Gayatri mantra. He's also transcendental, but even though he's completely transcendentally situated, he makes himself visible to us, and that is his extraordinary mercy. Makes him visible to, Srila Prabhupada would say, to material eyes. Material eyes really means impure eyes, and it means faithless eyes. Because we don't believe that, or at least we don't see, we don't believe that the deity of the Lord is not made of marble, but is fully transcendental. So he manifests this within these material elements in order to give us, even those who are of weak faith, the ability to relate and to be able to glorify him and serve him. And by doing that, then naturally our devotional service grows and manifests. And as the that was also in Govinda's Thali, that was actually even before Govinda Dev, who's now in Jaipur, was found by Rupa Goswami, and there was another temple at that site, and there the Shaksha Gopal deity was staying there. And that was a long time ago. That was, and when that Shaksha Gopal deity was conversing with the Brahmana, then the Brahman told him that you're not a statue, you're the son of Nanda Maharaj. He saw him like that. He saw that here is Krishna. And he was so convinced that he also convinced the deity that he wasn't a deity either, that he was Krishna, and that therefore he could also walk. If he could talk, he could walk. And so so he walked for long, long, long distance, coming all the way down towards South India. Anyway, we have the privilege by Srila Prabhupada's grace to be residing in and serving in the yoga pit of Radha Govinda, Govinda Stali, and to do what his associates do, which is chant and dance, and that's what they do at this time. They start a little after we stop, or plan to stop, and they go on through the night. And that's the advantage of spiritual bodies. Although they also do get tired. It isn't that the spiritual bodies don't get tired; they also get tired. And that's one of the reasons they say Krishna's eyes are always a little reddish. You know, if you're tired. So he doesn't get to sleep much. And so people are always making demands of him. It's just like, if I go back to where I came from, they're going to say, "We hope you had a good rest." If I go somewhere else, I think, "I hope you rested well there." So similarly, Mother Yashoda thinks Krishna had a good rest. So do the cowherd boys, but actually he was busy all night. And everyone's making many demands of Krishna, but Krishna's up to that. In fact, he's more than up to that. He's both able and he's very much willing. And also, the more that we chant, it has to do with chanting, particularly when we're here doing the chanting. Not to chant in chanting, it's like, I don't know. It's like not chanting and chanting. So that's the main main business, main reason why we're here, is to chant Hare Krishna and Chaitodarpana Marjana. And purify our hearts so that the real understanding of Krishna consciousness, which Prabhupada describes shraddha, rati, bhakti, anukramishasi, which comes in stages but only matures when we become mature in Krishna consciousness, that will manifest, but it will not manifest any other way. It will only come by chanting.